We have more damn guns on the street today than ever before in our state. Get these illegal guns out of our communities and let our kids be kids. Let our kids be kids.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we preview the Connecticut legislative session after Governor Ned Lamont delivered his State of the State address on Wednesday. As he ramps up for a re-election bid in November, Lamont is pledging to curb gun violence and proposing more than $300 million in tax relief.
3 years ago, I said I wouldn't let the state be defined by a constant fiscal crisis. And while there is much work to do, over the past 3 years, we've turned that fiscal crisis into the Connecticut comeback.
For more on the new session and Lamont's vision for it, we're joined now by Daniela Altamari, State House reporter for the Hartford Courant. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You heard Governor Lamont's speech. What's his theme for the upcoming session and the year?
Well, it was certainly an optimistic speech. He is in a very enviable position. I think some of his predecessor governors would have loved to have had these kinds of surpluses. It's easier to strike an optimistic note when things are looking good, for sure. And, you know, that's certainly something that he pointed out. His critics, particularly on the Republican side, are calling this campaign speech, you know, saying basically he's throwing, you know, tax cuts out. He's trying to address crime in the state. And they say both of those things are inadequate, as, you know, according to them. But they view this, you know, purely through a re-election lens.
How is Governor Lamont looking for election to a second four-year term as we speak in February?
Well, as we speak in February, it's very premature. Who knows what the next few months could bring. Certainly, you can look back February 2020. Nobody knew what was maybe we had a little inkling by February, but certainly did not know that we would be dealing with the pandemic, you know, for, you know, 2 years following that. So we don't really know. I mean, certainly the state is a Democratic state, so he enjoys a certain advantage in that regard. But there's a lot of unknowns. A lot of things could happen between now and November that could clearly change things. We're about to start the legislative session. As you point out, it's going to be an extremely short session with a lot of work to do relating to the pandemic, relating to the budget, relating to, you know, many, many different things. So, you know, we're going to see how it all plays out between now and May.
How are things functioning in the State House right now? Is everything back to pre-COVID normal, or are there still limitations and virtual hearings and that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are still limitations. The building is essentially closed to the public except for the first floor. So members of the public are not permitted, you know, throughout the building as they would have been in, you know, the before times. There are masking rules in place that, frankly, were flouted by some members of the General Assembly who did not wear masks in the chamber. There are still a lot of restrictions as far as public hearings go. It's a little bit of a hybrid. Things are still being done on Zoom or YouTube or, you know, other remote functions, but there are also perhaps going to be some more in-person things as you know, the session moves on and, you know, the numbers continue, hopefully, to fall.
Governor Lamont did mention coming back from COVID at multiple points in his State of the State address. How is COVID factoring into his legislative priorities for the rest of this year and others in the General Assembly?
Yeah, he did mention COVID. He, you know, spoke of it in terms of, you know, the pandemic perhaps drawing to a close, but the, you know, COVID being with us for, you know, the foreseeable future, obviously becoming just an endemic illness as part of, you know, perhaps a seasonal thing. As he spoke, you know, there were people this morning out in front of the state capitol protesting on masking rules and everything else. So, you know, this issue of the governor's executive powers and how he sort of ruled the state during COVID will most certainly be a campaign issue, even as COVID, you know, continues to, again, hopefully recede and the numbers fall. You know, his management of the crisis will, you know, clearly be a central theme that he'll be running on and then the Republicans will use to criticize him on.
What were some of the other priorities that Governor Lamont discussed?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting on the gun violence piece of it. You know, he he had a soundbite that I think got him a lot of traction, you know, with people who support gun control. You know, he said that you can't be opposed to, you know, you can't be anti-crime without, you know, being a supporter of gun control laws. And I think that, you know, is sort of the way he was kind of framing the crime debate. I mean, he talked about infrastructure. He talked about, you know, all the transportation, some of the, you know, traditional things that governors will, you know, be asked to handle. But, you know, this was, you know, the pandemic in particular and the budget really, you know, were the focus of so much of what he discussed.
Let's hear a little bit more of Governor Lamont's speech. As you mentioned, he did get some applause from the chamber when discussing his proposals to counter guns.
We have more damn guns on the street today than ever before in our state. Get these illegal guns out of our communities and let our kids be kids. Let our kids be kids.
So now to the tough question of actually governing, how likely is Governor Lamont to see the priorities he's outlined in his State of the State come to fruition and get through the chamber?
Well, I think speaking to the Democratic leadership, and they, you know, sort of control what happens in the legislature since they have the numbers, they reacted fairly warmly to his proposals. The leaders of the House and the Senate both found a lot that they liked in it. So, again, though, it's an extremely short session. They'll be out of there by the beginning of May. And there's a lot to do between now and then. And, you know, there's also a whole host of other legislative issues that always come up and that, you know, individual lawmakers want. So it's going to be a very, very busy time in Connecticut over the next few months for sure.
Daniela Altomare is State House reporter for the Hartford Courant, speaking to us from the General Assembly in Hartford, where Governor Ned Lamont has delivered his State of the State address. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed talking with you.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.